Kimmy had asked a question on the other day, and I was behind her 100%. Oh. She was right. Why did we decide this holiday was the one we were decorating all out for, and then this one coming up that is starting to catch fire, we decided, oh, this is an inconvenience and nobody likes it. Well, we may have our answer.
Okay.
Because, Kimmy, there is one thing we did not consider when it comes to decorating for Halloween.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it's something that one man in Canandaigua is dealing with right now.
But you got a problem?
Not so much a problem, but how he had to transition.
Mm. Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Canandaigua. I want to tell you about a man named Carl Housel.
Housel?
Yep, he was on 10NBC yesterday. He owns about 10-acre property out that way.
Oh, nice.
And on his property, he's a big Halloween guy.
Okay, so what does he do?
Oh, he goes over the top. He's got over 700 skeletons.
700?
300 of which are fake. No, 700 skeletons, a graveyard, a corn maze, and a creepy animatronics like setup.
So this is like all like a business.
Well, so here's the thing. He says he's always loved Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and he started by just decorating because it's something he loved to do.
Little by little.
Yes, but eventually that evolved into a small business. So now he charges $5 to $10, kids, adults, for people in the community to come walk through his setup. And it seems like it's this little, hidden, out-of-the-way thing that folks in the area love.
All right, so it's a hit.
Yeah, it's great.
So what's the sweat?
Well, here's the thing. A couple of days ago, we had a story about a neighborhood in Irondequoit that goes balls to the walls for Halloween.
The whole neighborhood's in.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it, and everyone's trying to one-up each other, and the decorations are insane, and it's really bonded this street together, right? And Kimmy had asked a question.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, thinking, like, why don't more neighborhoods especially go out for this holiday? Because we see it all the time with Christmas, and like that time of year where neighborhoods will join together, do the lights, do everything like that, but... Seems like Halloween you can get more out of.
Mm-hmm. And I agreed with you 100%. We argued that it was safer because the weather was better.
Yeah, it is.
We argued that the kids would enjoy it more. We had finished that break, gavel down. Halloween is the holiday you should decorate for.
And?
Well, this story shows us why we still do Christmas at Halloween.
What happened?
How do you afford to decorate for Halloween as opposed to Christmas? Because, like, Christmas you can get by on the bare bones.
Yeah, and lights, you know, they go a long way.
Yeah.
You buy a couple packs of lights and you're good.
Yeah, like, you can spend a lot of money on Christmas decorations, but you don't have to spend a lot of money on Christmas decorations.
A little goes a long way.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas Halloween, if you decorate for Halloween, you have to spend a fortune.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the cost is just for, like, one of those skeletons.
$250.
Is it? Did you make that up?
No, because I really wanted a 12. I told you.
No, but I'm not even talking about the 12-foot ones. Just like those little, like, regular skeletons. I'm guessing they're not cheap.
Well, let's say he spent $10 a skeleton. He's got 700 of them.
Right.
That's still a sizable investment just in bones.
Yes.
$7,000 in bones.
Like, how many skeletons are in Mount Hope?
So, like, you can't half-ass a Halloween decoration.
No, you can't.
You either have to go all out
to your Halloween decorations.
So we have the answer to our question, Kimmy.
Yeah, you're right.
The reason we decorate for Christmas and not Halloween is because everyone can afford to do Christmas, where you have to make a sizable financial investment for Halloween.
Yeah, there's not like a ton of characters you're going to put out in your yard for Christmas. Where with Halloween, it's endless.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you know how, like, Christmas, people go out after Christmas and buy a bunch of holiday decorations because it's all on sale. I don't really feel like there's that equivalent for Halloween. Like, maybe you get some things, you know, for a little bit cheaper, but there's not, like, these big post-Halloween sales going on.
Well, it's because the Halloween stores know that
they just
can
shut right down.
And they can save it for next year.
Well, they get shut down because Christmas is coming in right in to sweep them out anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
And then after Christmas, there's nothing.
That's a great
call. So there's not even really a way to do it for cheap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, with this guy who starts as just having fun and then expands it into a small business, I would be genuinely curious to know. If this guy in Canandaigua started this and was like, oh, I can make money?
Mm-hmm.
Or if he dedicated to his hobby and then realized, oh my God, I have spent this much money. I have to find a way
to recoup
this. Yes. Yeah. Like, I would love to know chicken or egg argument, because if it's the second one, again, it's the reason why not everybody can go all out. Why it's usually one, maybe two homes in a neighborhood that has like the crazy Halloween decorations.
Yeah, for the most part.
What the hell are people in Irondequoit doing where they can afford a whole neighborhood worth of this stuff? Are they all doctors?
No, but that's probably like their entertainment.
Yep.
Like maybe they don't take vacations. This is what they do.
They're simple folk from around Iroquois.
Unless like they've just really been good about collecting it over the years. Or maybe like one or two people have so much that they can like help out their neighbors.
I don't know. If you're trying to impress and like be the top dog, I don't think you're sharing decorations.
You don't think?
You got to know what you're doing too. I mean, to put up that much electricity outside, you got to have an understanding of what you're doing. Are you going to short out the neighborhood?
It does seem easier than it was in the past. Like newer homes that were built after like, 1990. Because I grew up in a post-war home.
Yeah.
My dad had the inflatables, I told you, like, for Christmas time. And his calling card was the inflatable would go up, a storm would happen, the inflatable would pop, and he'd just leave it.
Yeah. And then it's a bag.
And then it would snow over the inflatable, and then in spring we would collect the inflatables off of the dead grass. But, like, now, like, there's plenty of homes that have power strips and stuff outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a plug on the front porch, or there's a plug coming out of, like, the light in the middle of your yard. So it does make it easier.
All right.
Like, my dad, we used to have to run an extension cord out of the garage.
That's the way most people did it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I would love to know, like, do you commit to doing this stuff because I have, it's as simple as having somewhere to plug it in outside.
So I don't know what I'm doing, though. Like, I do this stuff every year, but I don't know if I'm doing it right, if I'm putting too much juice into an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. And so far,
you don't know if you took it too far until it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, for all the information we get about keeping our homes safe, we don't get a lot of information for that.
No,
because like, could I set my yard on fire
if or
I
just, put oh, probably.
Could you just blow up your fuse box and like you have no electricity? You got to like go spend $1,000 to get an electrician over to fix it.
When's the last time you saw someone blow up a whole fuse box?
I bet you electricians have great stories of people that try to do home cooking that went bad.
252 WCMF 252-9263. I'm trying to think because I run a lot of power in my house sometimes.
You run your mouth too.
Well, like, yeah. But that's part of the power between the radio show and everything, right? Having to broadcast from home. Hmm. I can't imagine you're going to blow an entire fuse box just from a couple of, well, I guess
nothing. No, but you could overload it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I've put outdoor lights out because I read the box.
Put the light. Okay, I take that back too. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're right.
So here's my theory. Just put a lot of electrical tape around it so it doesn't get wet.
What?
Wait.
So I put like black electrical tape around the stuff I'm hooking up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get wet.
Okay.
So I figure if it gets wet, it's going to blow up.
What is that based on?
Blow up.
So
blow
nothing.
Up.
Mostly family vacation. Remember when he plugged the two things together and it blew up the house? I just figured don't let it get wet. I figured the
better
plugs can't get wet.
Sorry,
okay,
I
gotcha.
Guess.
That's all I know.
Point. That's a good point.
And I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I taped the crap out of everything. So it's like a big ball of tape on every plug.
Worked for you so far.
Yeah.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story on 10 NBC this week. Talking about a man named Carl Housel. He owns 10. It's, by the way, he calls his place the Haunted Housel, which, I mean, that's great.
Great idea.
Come on, Carl, you nailed it. Owns about 10 acres of property out there in Canandaigua. He's got 700 skeletons, a graveyard, corn maze, creepy animatronics out there. Says he started, because he just loved Halloween, started decorating, turned it into a small business. He now charges $5 to $10 per person for people in the community to walk through the setup. And Kimmy's argument that we should be decorating for Halloween instead of Christmas because it's more fun, great argument, till you realize how expensive it is to do those Halloween setups. And the cool thing about Carl here...
He will
be a legend to everybody in that town for two generations.
Oh, sure. People talk about it.
Like, there are going to be kids now that are 6, 7, 8 years old that go through that when they're 60, some other, underachieving young man or woman that gets their own radio show on CMF one day.
Yes.
We'll talk about it. Remember Carl Housel? Remember the Haunted Housel?
Carl Housel?
252 WCM, if you're worried about power, Alex got some good news for you.
Who's that?
Alex does. He's on CMF. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. The other big factor of why... a lot more people are doing holiday lights extravaganzas is because they're LED lights instead of the old style bulbs.
The nuclear ones.
Yeah. And it reduces the power draw significantly with the LEDs.
See, I trust Alex because he's got real big nerd voice.
Hmm. Are you an electrician?
No, I went to school for electrical engineering for a bit.
Told you.
But you're not an electrician.
Well, he went to school for electric. I can't even say it. I'm so stupid. What he said.
That doesn't sound like a regular electrician guy.
Are you question? He has more education than we do on this thing. So
I
want to
talk to an electrician, not this guy.
Electrical engineer?
Who says extravaganza. I never had an electrician go over, like, plug this in, you're going to have a wonderful electrical extravaganza. I'd listen to this guy.
Right, hey, Alex, you said you went.
Pencil pushing nerd.
Shut up.
What do you even do with that degree?
Alex,
what do I do with that degree? I went back to school for. I did not graduate with electrical engineering. I wound up going back to school for machining, and now
this
I'm.
This guy's not even good at electric.
He's more than we do.
He bailed on electricity.
Wait a minute, you're
he
yelling.
He didn't finish electricity. Now he's over on machine.
Your argument is he's not a blue collar guy. He's a pencil pusher. He goes, I'm a machinist. You got no argument, you idiot.
What machine? I ran a machine today. I took my car here by a machinist.
You don't know how it works.
I got here.
Yeah, you hit people.
I make the parts that go in your car.
So you better trust Alex.
Alex, thanks for the call, nerd ass bitch. Thank you.
Well, the LED lights are really fixed up there.
Alex, take care, buddy. Have a good day.
I thought you're mocking Alex. I tape my wires so they don't get wet.
He's still better than me.
No, but the electrical engineer is the guy who, like, they put that stuff together.
Bro, give me a guy that's in the trenches.
Like a
man's man.
Like a machinist?
I know.
A guy that's an electrician.
Like the guy a tough guy. Smart guy.
Making parts for your car.
I want a guy with a van with at least four ladders on the top. And lightning bolts on the side.